Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started the chapter Babu Fadli Salati ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chapter on the virtue of salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to Allama Sakhawi rahmatullah alayhi, referred to a minimum of 300 salawat daily. According to a narration of Tabrani, a person will be entitled to the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if he recites salawat at least 10 times every morning and every evening. So at least we should try a bare minimum. Yesterday we explained a try for 100. If a person can get 300, all the better. But at a bare minimum, if a person can't, for whatever reason, maybe he's not well, or whatever the reason may be, at least as a bare minimum, 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening. So much, so many, many virtues, as we will go on, we'll see, for sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to such an extent that it is, there's one narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one who sends salawat upon me by writing it in a book, the angels continue seeking forgiveness for him as long as my name remains in that book. This person wrote salawat upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that book. So long as that writing remains in that book, the angels are seeking forgiveness for this person. Such a beautiful reward he is for writing the salawat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the book. Anyway, moving on, as we'll go, we'll see these various virtues, many, many virtues for salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should not do it only because there's some virtue involved for us. We should do it out of genuine love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did for us, and we in turn, the bare minimum we can do is we can send salawat upon رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. وعن أوس بن أوس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من أفضل أيامكم يوم الجمعة فأكثروا علي من الصلاة فيه فإن صلاتكم معروضة علي. قالوا يا رسول الله وكيف تعرض صلاتنا عليك وقد أرمت؟ قال يقول بليت. قال إن الله حرم على الأرض أجساد الأنبياء. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. حضرت أوس بن أوس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the best day for you is the day of Jumu'ah. So send abundant salutations upon me on this day, because your salutations are presented to me. We'll explain this just now. Sahaba asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, how will our salutations be presented to you when you have been reduced to dust? In other words, Sahaba thought that when a body is put into the ground, then the body disintegrates in the ground. So that is what they thought with regards to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they asked this question, that how will our salutations be presented to you when you have been reduced to dust? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah has prohibited the bodies of the messengers for the earth. In other words, for the Anbiya alayhimus salam, Allah has prohibited the earth from consuming the bodies of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. The earth and whatever is in the earth is prohibited from consuming the bodies of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. This is a out of honor for the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Allah Ta'ala keeps their bodies intact. This is one of the honors that Allah Ta'ala has given for the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi stated that salawat on the day of Jumu'ah is greater in virtue than all the other days, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of creation, and Jumu'ah is the best of days of the week. Best of days of the week. Other scholars state that Jumu'ah is a special day because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was conceived on Jumu'ah. Many narrations mention the virtue of reciting 80 salawat on the day of Jumu'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the recitation of salawat upon me will be a source of light on the pulsirat. One who sends 80 salawat upon me on Jumu'ah, 80 years of his sins will be forgiven. This is mentioned in Tabrani and Daru Qutni. Therefore, on a Friday, we should make it a point, park our car properly before we come for Asr Salah, and sit after the Asr Salah and read the prescribed durood. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummiyyi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. So a person reads the prescribed durood 80 times after Asr on a Friday, and he's getting such a beautiful reward that 80 years of his sins will be forgiven. So this is not a small thing. We all want our sins to be forgiven, and here's a very easy prescription, reading these 80 durood on a Friday after the Asr Salah. Similarly, there are hadiths that encourage the recitation of 1,000 salawat on Jumu'ah. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who sends salawat upon me 1,000 times on Jumu'ah will not pass away until he sees his abode in Jannah. So until Allah Ta'ala doesn't show him his abode, in other words, his place where he's going to stay in Jannah, his life won't be taken away. Why? Because he was habitual of reading 1,000 salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Jumu'ah. It's not hard. You'll find many people, they keep a counter in their hand, and the whole day they're just reading and reading and reading and reading. It doesn't take very long. We got time to talk, we got time to do other things. So we also should have time to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a Friday 1,000 times. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith has said, your salutations are presented to me, means that salawat of a person who recites it at a distance from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are conveyed to him by the angels. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah has appointed various angels. This is one hadith. Allah has appointed various angels who traverse the limits of the earth and convey to me the salams of the followers of my ummah. This is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad and Nasa'i. As for those who recite it when they are close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he hears it because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in his grave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I personally hear the one who recites salawat to me at my grave. The salawat of one who recites it from a distance is conveyed to me. So one is people reciting it from here. For example, we are reciting it from here. It is reaching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A angel is appointed to take that salawat and present it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here the hadith says, various angels who traverse the earth, this is their job, to traverse the earth. Anybody sending salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they take the salawat and they present it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The salawat of the one who recites it from a distance is conveyed to me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is another hadith, Allah Ta'ala has appointed over my grave an angel to whom he has granted the gift of hearing the speech of the creation. Whoever sends salawat upon me until the day of Qiyamah, this angel will convey it to me together with the person's name and his father's name. This is so-and-so, son of so-and-so, who has recited salawat upon me. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is getting that salawat exactly from who it is coming. From this hadith and other hadiths, ulama have deduced that the messengers are alive in their graves. This is also proven by the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Musa alayhi salam as well as Ibrahim alayhi salam performing salah in their graves. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. When we listen to these virtues of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must make the niyat, we'll implement it. It's something very easy for us to do, very, very great rewards. And after all, we claim to be the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The bare minimum we can do is send salawat upon him daily. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.